In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. With this commandment, God does seek to protect the body. Ancient Israel was to mimic God. God worked in 6 days and then rested on the seventh. So Israel was to work in 6 days and rest on the seventh. God knows that man is weak and can easily be pushed to exhaustion. Man and animals need to rest. So no person or animal was to work himself to death. As God gave the night for rest, so God also gave Saturday for rest. And so it is not laziness for Israel to not work on that day. Even for us, we need a day of rest. It is not laziness to take a day off or an afternoon. The body cannot work 7 days a week. We need rest. For we are weak and fallen creatures who will work ourselves to death if we are not told to take a break. We are not capable of toiling under the sun constantly. Solomon writes this, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." So it is good to rest the body and the mind. But that's where the Pharisees and the Jews had stopped. They thought this commandment was kept by simply refraining from work. Jesus points to the priests who worked on the Sabbath day, and they were not breaking the commandment. So much emphasis was put on the word Sabbath, or Saturday, or rest, that the Jews had forgotten the latter half of the commandment, by keeping it holy. God writes to Israel, "Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths. For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you." The Sabbath was given to Israel so all might know that God himself is the one who makes them holy. Their toilsome labor, Monday through Friday, Sunday through Friday, could not make them holy. No matter how hard they work, how productive they were, how much good they did, none of that could make them holy before God or even before men. Their bodies were riddled with sin. Their lives were evidence of sin. They worked themselves literally to death. By the sweat of their brow, they ate their food, picking thorns and thistles until they returned back to the ground, for from it they too were taken. Nothing they could build could keep them alive forever. Nothing they could produce could give them life. Nothing they could engineer. No new ideas, no new advancements in technology could prevent death, because nothing they could ever do could make them holy. So keep the Sabbaths of the Lord, so that God might work to make them holy. As Israel rested on the Sabbath, God was busy working. As Israel rested, God was toiling to make Israel holy by his word. The commandment instructs them to rest in the word of God. It is not simply a day to take off to unwind or to even physically rest the body. Though it is that. It is not a day to carry about their hobbies and to do something fun, tend the garden, spend time with family. The point of the Sabbath was none of those things. It was strictly a day of rest so Israel might hear the word of God and by that word be made holy. To use our parlance, it is a visible preaching of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, solely the work of God. The man picking up sticks then embodies work righteousness, faith plus works, faith plus my decision, faith plus my piety and my devotion always leads to death and damnation. No man can make himself holy. No man can assist God in making himself holy. So the Pharisees wanted to destroy Jesus because he is working on the Sabbath. He healed men by his word. And he allowed the disciples to enjoy the benefits of the harvest by his word. So the Pharisees recognized that Jesus is claiming to be the Lord of the Sabbath. He himself says so. He is not a sinner who needs to be made holy by God, but he is the Lord who has come to make sinners holy by his word. The Pharisees cannot accept such a God. They cannot accept the words of Jesus to be true, so they seek to destroy him. Too often Christians today imitate the Jews in their shallow understanding of the third commandment. They argue about whether one can work on the Sabbath, how much work can be done, and what should be done in its place. They encourage you to spend time with family, to disconnect from electronics, to go out in nature and do something to reconnect with the world and God around you. They completely miss the point. An unbeliever who does such things is not keeping this commandment. So it's not the work or the lack of work that makes this day holy. St. Paul says, everything is made holy by the word of God. So it is the word of God that is our most priceless treasure, our holy relic, because by that word, all things, body and soul, buildings, windows, all things are sanctified. We cannot overstate that enough. Without the word of God, no building is sacred, no person is holy, no work is good, no day is consecrated, nothing is sanctified. The word of God alone sanctifies. So the third commandment taught Israel, and it also teaches us, that God is working in his word to sanctify man. So we must abandon all of our works and rest, do nothing, so we might hear that word of God. St. Paul writes to the Colossians, let no one pass judgment on you with regard to a Sabbath. These things are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Christ himself is our Sabbath. He is not only the Lord of the Sabbath, but the one in whom we find rest and peace. He is the only one who works on the Sabbath day so that he might make atonement for men's sin. He recreated man on Friday by his death. He rested in the grave on Saturday, for his work of restoring man was complete. Nothing more needed to be done. Nothing more could be added. It was finished, and all was good and right. Salvation was won. Man was sanctified by his death. And on Sunday, a new day now has begun. Easter is the beginning of a new reality. Easter has changed everything because the cross of Christ has changed everything. No longer are we bound to the old creation of a seven-day weekly cycle, but we live constantly as sons of the resurrection, citizens of Easter, children of God, day after day. We are new in Christ. In baptism, buried with him and raised with him to a new life. Christ is our rest, who has won for us the forgiveness of sins, life, and peace with God. Christ alone is our Savior. So for us who believe, every single day is an Easter, every single day is a Sabbath, a day to rest in the work of Christ. It doesn't matter if it's a Sunday, a Tuesday, a Thursday. Ironically, we are gathering here today on a Wednesday. It is a holy day, a day that is consecrated by the word of God and prayer, a day we hear what God has done for us, and we delight and receive it in faith. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and you will find rest for your souls. though you sweat and labor at work, though you are strenuous and working hard at school or at home, you are still resting in Christ. Because you do not believe for a second that what you have done or accomplished has made you holy. Christ's death alone has made you holy. His word alone has sanctified you. You don't believe for one second that you have assisted God in any way. The work is Christ's because he alone is the Savior. And that is preached to you in his word. So to hear the word of God in faith, then, is to keep this third commandment. We are not restricted by calendars, by days, by setting suns, or by anything else in creation. Each day we strive to hear that word of God because that word makes the day holy. Each day, then, we live in that word of God. Our hearts will not leave the word, for we are sanctified by grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ and his work alone. Now, we have chosen a specific day on which to gather, Sunday, because it is the day of Easter, the day of resurrection, and from ancient times the church has gathered on Sundays. But today, as I said, is a Wednesday. Today also is a holy day. Every day is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So we also need to be encouraged to gather with one another when the church gathers to hear the word of God. Far more than simply reading your Bibles at home, which of course we are encouraged to do. But we are to not neglect the preaching of God's word. For by it, God himself is working to sanctify. The commandment then is broken in three ways. One, when men do not believe the word of God. Two, when men do not gladly hear the word of God, in one ear, out the other, or coercion. And three, when believers don't live according to that word. We are showing ourselves to be work righteous, that we want to do as we please and so earn favor with God. So chiefly, this commandment is not about sitting and doing nothing. This commandment is about gladly and joyfully hearing the word of God. That was true for ancient Israel, and it's still true for us today. It is our most priceless treasure, for salvation alone is revealed to us in that word. How blessed we are that we have it in our hands. How blessed we are that we have it preached regularly from this pulpit. How blessed we are by God. The third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.